1 Samuel chapter 18 and verses 1 to 4. I come back to this short passage. The next point I want to make about the friendship between David and Jonathan is this, that it was on a settled basis. And that's too weak a description. I'm looking at verse 3. Jonathan made a covenant with David. And we're told why he made a covenant with David. Because he loved him as himself. We've seen that their friendship was spiritual. The word soul is here. The word himself, spirit. That they're one in heart and mind here. This is the essence of what we're talking about. But in this short discourse, I want to draw attention to the word covenant. David and Jonathan made a covenant. They made an agreement. They made vows to each other. They committed themselves to each other. Actually, it's Jonathan made a covenant with David. Jonathan is the principal mover here. He is the prince. He is the young man with everything to lose. He's a rising star. He's had great success in a military sense. David has just killed Goliath, so he's a coming lad too. But Jonathan, with everything to lose, shows his love and affection, his companionship, his generosity of spirit, his warmth of heart, by making this covenant with David. Now, it seems to me that as I read the Bible through, this concept of a covenant is at the root and heart of this real friendship. I'm not really talking about friendship here. I'm talking about companionship. Jonathan and David became companions this day. It was a spiritual companionship. It was a lasting companionship. There was a oneness about it. And it was on the basis and by means of a committed covenant, an agreement between the two, a binding agreement. They were vowing to each other that they would be with each other, stick with each other, stand with each other through thick and thin. Now, although this principle, it seems to me, runs through the scripture, I find it rare. I can't actually think of a case when two men make this kind of an agreement. So it's unique. It's certainly very rare. But I believe it's the principle, the essence of friendship. There is a cautionary note here, though, because I think we shall see when we look further into the life of Jonathan that when the crunch came, Jonathan actually failed to stand with David in the full sense. But I don't want to spoil this here. The truth is, this is how these two men begin their relationship, by Jonathan making this agreement with him. I say it's the principle and the root that runs through all real companionship. For example, marriage. Marriage is not just some sort of ad hoc association of a man and a woman. Malachi chapter 2 verse 14 is very clear, is explicit. There is companionship. The apostle makes this very clear in the submission and the love and the affection, say Ephesians chapter 5, between a man and a woman. This is the basis of marriage, a commitment, a covenant, an agreement, a oneness, a spirituality about it. The truth is, adultery and all the rest can bring the breakdown of marriage. But the real breakdown is when the companionship, the covenant, is broken. Malachi 2:14 is clear on that. It's breaking the covenant of the marriage. And the same goes here between these two men. These men are making a covenant with each other. It's not just acquaintance. It's not just friendship in a weak sense. It's not just a nodding, unstable association. It's a commitment. I don't want to get into church membership in this discourse, but whatever you think about church membership, this should be the essence of it. The covenant, the agreement, the settled, committed relationship. And therefore we must be cautious and take care when we make these vows and promises. We mustn't be a fits and starts, hot and cold. A friend loves at all times. A real companion is one in spirit. I've had many acquaintances in my life. Few real, deep and lasting friendships. And I think I can say only one companion, my wife. But companionship can come to an end, and it does come to an end in this life. Death brings that end, and I've had that bereavement. But a friend loves at all times. A friend sticks closer than a brother. And a friend loves at all times, even the worst of times, especially the best of the worst of times. Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. When I was a boy at school 60 years ago, we had a boy in the class who was had more pocket money than we had. He was liberal with his money, and he was buying chocolates and sweets and stuff. He was trying to buy friends, but this boy never had any friends at all. Cupboard love is no love at all. The aim should be to keep friends for a lifetime. I've noticed with some people that they have many friends, but when you see them 5 years later, they still have many friends, but their many friends are different. Jonathan loved David, and we know later in life we shall find out that David truly loved Jonathan. In a spiritual sense, they became companions here, and they made this covenant. As I've said, earthly companionship must come to an end. But there is a real friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed, that's true. And in my greatest need, there is the greatest of all friends. Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. And that friendship will never end, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank God that I can say, Jesus Christ loved me. He loved me as much as he loved himself, for he gave himself to atone for my sins by shedding his blood on Calvary. Blessed be his name. Believer, you have the same. May we show friendship amongst one another and real companionship where we can find it in this covenant spirituality. But we have all of us, each of us, we have this friend in Jesus Christ. And his love will never wax and wane. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A friend loves at all times, even in death and through it and beyond, forever and ever. Unbeliever, you do not know what you are missing by not knowing the treasures that are in Christ. The friendship. Oh, there's salvation. There's his lordship. He is king. He is sovereign, he is our defender, and all the rest, yes. But he is our friend. He's a real friend. He loves us. He loves us so much that he gave himself for our sins. Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. Well then, may we learn from this experience with Jonathan and David. In our marriages, in our friendships, in our church associations, the ecclesia, above all, in our relationship with Christ, may this sense of the covenant love pervade it all. Blessed be God that Christ is in new covenant with us by his Spirit, and all the benefits of the new covenant are ours. We have a greater, far greater covenant than Jonathan and David ever knew. May we learn from this picture here, this illustration, this example, and set our affection upon Christ, who is our covenant maker, who loves us with everlasting covenant love. May we love him, obey him, honor him, and serve him in return.